This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Beyond the Beauty is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Bobby Brown. I've been really interested in the clean beauty movement for a long time. Years ago, I certainly cleaned up my diet, the ingredients that I will put in my body, and then I moved on to how I clean my house. I stopped buying conventional cleaning products and really started just cleaning my house with natural products, and I noticed a huge difference. I could smell when there's a traditional product that we all know. It just feels very chemically to me, and so I've been experimenting for the past few years with clean makeup. And it's not the same as traditional makeup, but it is getting better and it is changing. Sometimes when you pick up a palette of makeup from a clean beauty brand, it's hardly any payoff. Sometimes the mascara is a little bit not black enough. So traditionally, it's not been the easiest thing, but that is changing. And I think more and more labs are coming out with formulas that are on the clean list. The shift to clean beauty is so interesting for me, and it's one of the reasons I'm so excited to talk to Annie Jackson. As someone that's worked in beauty from Estee Lauder to Sephora, she created Credo as a retail concept that only will sell tried and true clean beauty. You trust her, you know whatever's in that store is going to be good for you. Credo is growing, and I can't wait to see what happens next. Here's my conversation with Annie Jackson. Annie, it's so nice to see you.
So great to be here with you.
I think what you have done in a very short amount of time is nothing less than extraordinary. You know, I heard for years about this, the Credo list. You guys are the tough ones.
Yeah. We have, you know, really comprehensive standards, and we're pretty proud of it. We started with a restricted substance list that's pretty, you know, the most extensive and comprehensive in the industry. And, you know, really now have operationalized it. So we're asking brands to show us documentation, sourcing information, backing up claims, being more transparent about fragrance. But I think, you know, what surprises people most is that the impression that with beauty, people always think there's someone looking out for them and someone vetting the safety of these products before they hit the shelves. And they would be wrong.
So what does clean beauty mean to you?
Well, I think, you know, there's a misconception that people out there believe it's very confusing. And because it's not a legal term that, you know, it's just marketing. To us, you know, it's why we exist. And so for us, clean beauty is about sourcing, ethics, safety, and sustainability. all wrapped up in transparency. So on every pulse point of that, being very transparent about where you source your ingredients, if they're safe for humans and our planet, and how people are treating the people that work for them and actually procure those ingredients, all of that is clean beauty. So you can get into semantics about, you know, someone's stance on clean beauty versus another, one brand versus one retailer, what have you. Really, that's what clean beauty is all about.
And where does the name Credo come from?
So Credo is Latin for I believe. And it's...
I thought it was like street cred.
Yeah, it could be that
could
too.
Be, yeah.
It's a holistic belief in feeling better and buying products that are good for you.
And where did this come from? Tell us a little bit about your history in cosmetics.
So I grew up in beauty, a lot like you. Spent some time at Estee Lauder companies. I started there when I was 19 years old.
And what was your first job there and your last job?
So my first job there, when this was when the economy was in a very different place. So Estee Lauder at the time had regional offices all over the country. And I was based out in Northern California in one of the regional offices. And I was an admin. I got tea and coffee. I prepared for Mr. Lauder to come to town. I got ready for visits. And it was a fantastic company for me as a 19-year-old girl. You know, I thought I was going to go to college and, you know, have a very different path in life. And, you know, I started to progress within Estee Lauder and ended up in makeup marketing in New York with the
Estee
Lauder.
And so you never went to college?
I actually went to night school through Estee Lauder.
Wow.
Yeah. And so they had a tuition reimbursement program and it was life-changing for me. Wow. So I did that at night while I worked during the day. And, you know, it opened a ton of doors for me. So beauty became, you know, it was my path. And so I ended up leaving Lauder to go to this concept called Sephora that no one had heard of. And it was funny because my last meeting at Estee Lauder, I was, you know how you congregated waiting for conference rooms in the GM building? We were standing there and I said to my boss, "What is this meeting even about?" She said, "Oh, it's this concept called Sephora. It's not going anywhere."
What was your role at Sephora?
So there there was only about five of us at the time. And this is back when travel retail was very big.
Yeah.
Now it's making a resurgence again.
Right.
But pre-9/11, DFS was a big part of LVMH's holdings.
That's duty-free shops.
Duty-free shops.
For those of you guys
exactly.
that don't know, yeah.
So we actually shared a lot of resources with them, so we were able to have our team quite small in merchandising and planning. So I started out as an inventory planner there and quickly moved over into merchandising. Like I said, there was very few of us. It was a wild, wild ride. You know, we opened stores, we met with brands, we wore a ton of hats, and we were all, you know, in our early 20s. But that's where I met Shashi Batra, who was my boss, my mentor, my friend. And
the nicest guy.
The nicest guy.
He was the nicest guy.
Just always this, you know, when people say that, he was truly always that way, and that was what was such a gift, being able to work with him. We worked at Sephora together for many years and then moved on to actually back to Estee Lauder, where they had acquired a couple of brands, Rodin and Fields and Darphan, and we ran those brands for a few years. And then ultimately, you know, kind of took different paths over the next couple of years, and I was back at Sephora, if you can believe it, second tour of duty. And he started contacting me about this idea that he had. And originally the idea for Credo was that we would acquire a smaller company and build from it. But over time, you know, we couldn't find anything that fit what we envisioned Credo to be. So we just said, you know, we did this at Sephora. We were part of this pioneering movement that back in the day, everybody said would never be done, open sell and getting all these brands to leave these big retailers like Nordstrom and Macy's. And so we just went for it on our own.
But you already had the idea of only sourcing clean brands.
Yes.
So where did that come from?
Well, in our naivete, we originally started the Credo idea with all natural brands. And that quickly came to pass that as we learned more about the product development process of these brands, that they were really safe synthetics mixed with plant ingredients. And so obviously calling them natural was going to be get us into some really hot water. So it took us some time to figure out this clean thing, this name for clean. Because for us, Credo is a beauty store, first and foremost, that everything happens to be good for you.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, struggling to find restful sleep, or plagued by a restless inability to focus? It's time to break free from the chains of mental health challenges and discover a path to healthy living. Welcome to Amen University, founded by renowned psychiatrist and brain health expert, Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, alongside a team of esteemed doctors and experts in their fields, understands the struggles you're facing and are here to offer solutions. From debilitating anxiety to sleepless nights filled with worry, our courses are meticulously crafted to target these specific challenges head on. Join us on a journey of transformation led by Dr. Amen and a roster of top-tier professionals. Say goodbye to the constant battle with your mind and embrace a future filled with hope and possibility. Visit our website today to explore our courses and start your journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Use code BRAIN10 and get 10% off. That's code BRAIN10 and get 10% off your first purchase. Amen University, because your mental health matters.
And what year did Credo, the first store, open?
2015.
Okay.
Yeah. We opened San Francisco, and then we launched our website in that same year. And, you know, we really wanted it to be not crunchy, not hippie. Tried to find words that we felt were still optimistic and inspirational about beauty. And clean for us at the time felt really, like, sterile.
Right.
And not fun. And we thought, should it be safe? Should it be healthy? And we landed on clean, honestly, for lack of a better term. You know, we had started to hear it in the food movement and, you know, really decided, well, it's the best thing that we can think of for now to position what we're trying to do so people understand it.
Do you sell wellness as well as beauty, like all those supplements that you see everywhere?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. You know, for us, we're mainly about skincare and makeup. We, our stores are only, you know, four walls and a certain amount of square footage. So we can't be everything, but we do dabble a little bit in ingestibles, and our customer really, really likes that.
So I'm very curious, how do you decide who to work with? And once you do work with them, what's your collaboration like? And what are some of the brands?
Well, just from a super practical sense, you know, we obviously, we're merchants, so we want to find a white space in the store and not have too much of the same thing. And we want to make sure that they meet our ingredient criteria and our Credo clean standard. But beyond that, you know, we're really nice people. And we really like to work with really nice people. So that's honestly a big factor. Can I work with this person all the time?
Well, how closely do you work together?
Really closely, because it is, you know, the one thing that has been a big learning for us as we started this company was we thought we could be more of a resource for our brands because they were coming from, you know, more, you know, grassroots beginnings. And they didn't have huge money behind them. They were really, you know, kind of hustling on their own to make these brands scale. And so we thought we could give more of our resources to help them grow at retail. As we learned, it takes too much. So we really need them to invest in people to support a retail business. And I think them understanding that it's not about getting the PO. It's about what you do once it hits the shelf.
I don't think people understand that unless you have experience.
Yes.
It's called driving a business.
Yes.
You have to be on every little detail, even things that you think are so easy.
Yeah, and it is a hustle. You have to really be ready to put in your A game because I've taught in the past one section of a Green Beauty entrepreneur class, which I thought was a really good little curriculum my friend was offering. And I said, you know, you can either start your own brand or you can go out into your front yard and light a pile of money on fire. Uh-huh. Each would be equally as effective because it is really, really hard. It's really hard to rise up beyond the fray of other brands. There's hundreds and hundreds of brands out there. So how do you get yours in front of a customer and make them try it and use it? That takes a lot of work and it takes money. And it takes time.
But also, it's more than that because you have to have a point of difference.
Yes.
You know.
And what is that point of difference?
And what is it? And not just because if I hear the story about one more founder of a makeup brand that tells about her experience. I had this and then I did this. No, go beyond that. Yeah. What is the company about?
Yes. Oh, please don't tell me that you couldn't find what you were looking for.
Right.
So you made it yourself.
Exactly.
Please.
Yeah. Please don't tell me that either. Yes.
Come on now. Right. Let's be real. Yeah. So if you can't tell me why your product's different and why it's going to stand out at Credo, that's going to be not a successful start.
Yeah. Agree. And what's the biggest surprise that you have seen in your business compared to the traditional Sephora?
The biggest surprise has been twofold. So I think the first is meeting all these brands that don't come from, you know, this big conventional background with all this money and actually really scaling and becoming successful. You know, we thought when we first started meeting these brands, they were physicians and futures traders and flight attendants. And they came from this variety of backgrounds, but for whatever reason, they were impassioned to start the brand that they created that caught our interest. And we thought, okay, we'll be the resource for them. We can help them scale and grow. We sorely, sorely underestimated how much time that would take of ours.
So had there been brands that you've believed in that you've had to walk away from because of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I say that I've discontinued some of the most beautiful brands you've ever seen. You know, we're only a handful of people trying to take on a pretty big endeavor. And on the brand side, if without having that kind of well-rounded conventional beauty background, they weren't prepared for the hustle it takes at retail.
Yeah. Well, I think that we're in the middle of this like major makeup, you know, revolution because you've got the old big brands.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the influencer brands, you know, that are now selling mostly digital. And then you've got the clean brands.
Yep.
It's hard, you know, I think for a customer to kind of understand what she should look for. Like, what do you think people should look for?
Well, it's so fun because I, you know, was thinking about clean beauty and how it's evolved over time and what people ask for. You know, back if you'd asked me this question 2015, 2016, I would say it's always the same. It's mascara, shampoo, sunscreen, and lipstick. Those are like the four things people tended to come in where they had been like they had had like this poster child ingredient that was, you know, really blasted from the rooftops about how it could really be harmful to humans or our planet. But what's so fun now is when I talk to the stores and spend time in the stores, they say that's a rarity now.
Really?
It's a rarity that people come in asking for help or navigation, that it's just understood more about what clean beauty is, and that's super exciting for us. And it's more about, you know, we know more now. So why would you choose anything different now that you know? It's like food and kind of the awakening that people had with food.
So what's your personal beauty ritual? Like, what products do you use and where could people start?
Yeah, so I have a lot of good and tried and true products. My favorites that I always go back to are Josh Rosebrook, tinted day cream.
Okay.
January Labs has a restorative tonic mist that I love.
I've never heard of either of those brands.
So fantastic. Huh. Grown Alchemist has a cleanser that I love.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what's most fun to talk about are with our stores and even with ourselves is what's the one conventional product you thought you would never give up? And finally, you know, if you'd asked me that 5 years ago, I would say Dior Show Mascara.
Right.
But that's all changed now because the innovation and the product development has gotten so much better.
But how bad is a regular mascara? Because it's on your lashes. It's not even on your skin.
It really depends on what the product is and what the ingredient listing is. You have to think about the product's end of life as much as you do on your own lashes. So it's going to be different about, you know, what the ingredient listing is versus putting it on your skin or putting it on your lashes. But, you know, you are washing your face. That stuff's going down the drain. You're throwing out your mascara when you're done with it. So it depends on what's in it and what it does to our environment also.
And how about deodorant? That was the first thing I heard years ago, that you should not use aluminum in your deodorant.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on that?
So deodorant is a hugely productive category for us. You know, as merchants, we always try to make sure we're not giving an overwhelming assortment to our customers. In deodorants, we can continue to add deodorants, and it never takes away from the existing business that's there, which is fascinating to us.
What's your number one selling deodorant?
The two that are the best selling are Corpus and Air deodorant.
Okay.
And I think what customers have the toughest time finding a deodorant that's actually effective for them.
Right.
But you have to just try different ones because we will find you a deodorant that works for you, guaranteed.
Because deodorants, like, they either get away the smell or they get away the moisture.
Yes.
Chemically, can you get away the smell?
Yes. So what's killing the bacteria is either baking soda or arrowroot or a combination of two of them. That's what aluminum is doing in conventional deodorant products.
Mm-hmm.
So what you don't want to do is try to stop sweat. Mm-hmm. Any physician will tell you that's just not healthy no matter what. So we don't carry antiperspirants.
Okay.
We carry deodorants.
So why can't at home people just buy arrowroot and baking soda, mix them together, and fluff it on?
Yeah, you can.
I just wonder
if
that would
work. You can try to DIY it for sure. Baking soda can be really irritating, so it's all about the combination and how much you put in it.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, people could try to DIY it for sure.
Yeah. And what kind of shampoo and conditioner are you into these days?
So I love Evolve. It is our Bumble and Bumble, let's say, of the clean space. It really works for my hair. We don't carry a ton of hair brands, and that's primarily because it's the one category we think has a lot of room for growth. So we carry Evolve and InnerSense, which are two brands that have been fantastic partners, and customers absolutely love them. Boris, who started Evolve, actually came from Bumble and Bumble. He went to the classes that Estee Lauder held, and his mom had a fantastically productive salon and sold a ton of Bumble and Bumble products. And so he started to educate himself on ingredients and decided he could do it a better way.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There's a lot of interesting stories like that. I think meeting these founders and having these kind of conversations have been probably the most rewarding part of this entire journey.
And do you see a big difference in age in your customers? Are you getting just the young kids coming in?
We did at first. I think, you know, it's mainly between 27, 34. There were people that, you know, had grown up with the internet and were much more savvy about ingredients and really interested.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were just talking in the store this morning about if customers are shopping, they're making a conscientious decision on what to buy. It could be beauty. It could be clothes. It could be beer. But they want to learn about that founder. They want to know why they made that product. They want to know their story. And if they're like, okay, I'm down with that. Mm-hmm. I align with their story, then they'll buy it.
And do you do in-store events?
Tons, tons. You know, you hear this word, the one buzzword that I personally am sick of hearing is omnichannel. What does that really mean?
Right.
For us, it's about an immersive customer experience. So what is that? Events are a huge part of that. That is our most favorite part of the job. Because we change them up all the time and we have them all the time. And all these founders, you know, almost have a celebrity following onto themselves because our customers get so wrapped up in their story and their passion. We also launched something called Credo Live. If you're sitting on your couch in Houston, you can talk to our salespeople via video in New York and learn more about the products, see the formula, hear about the founder stories.
And one thing I've always wondered, because there's no, like, traditional preservatives in these products— Have there been some formulas that are harder than others to, you know, maintain their freshness?
Oh, the preservative story. This is always such a hot topic.
Yeah.
We allow a preservative called phenoxyethanol. It's a very controversial.
Doesn't sound real. It doesn't sound like it grows in the ground. What's it called?
It does not. It is phenoxyethanol.
Okay.
And it's a controversial hot button ingredient. We have someone who is, I dare say, a total badass in ingredient safety and environmental health. Her name is Mia Davis. She has been guiding us along the way. She was one of Greg Renfrew's first hires at Beauty Counter and created their chemical policy. And she studied this ingredient for quite some time. We feel very confident in the safety profile of it. And if we think about the alternative, that you could potentially pick up a moisturizer growing gross, disgusting bacteria, it's all about weighing your options. What would you rather have? We would rather have a preservative we feel strongly about and we know is going to keep that product stable the way that it should be versus having a customer experience something like that. That's not okay.
Do you think there's any retailers that have a stricter
policy
than you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a few that came out, you know, banning phenoxyethanol, and it kind of rears up as a hot topic every couple of months.
Right.
And we feel confident in our position, though. Because we feel strongly in it, it opens the door for more brands. And the one stereotype that we feel we're confidently fighting against is that these products can't be as effective as conventional beauty. And that's a big part of it. You know, they have to have shelf life and they have to be efficacious.
But what's with coconut oil? I mean, everyone seems to have coconut oil in their blush, coconut oil cleansers.
That's kind of died down now.
It has.
CBD.
Okay. So, yeah, now it's all about CBD.
Yes. Yeah. CBD is the new hot ingredient.
Well, so maybe we have to do a coconut oil CBD BB cream.
Okay, we just thought of a new product here today. That's a really great
idea.
Take
all the buzzwords and mix them all together.
That's why you do what you do, Bobby.
Yeah.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, struggling to find restful sleep, or plagued by a restless inability to focus? It's time to break free from the chains of mental health challenges and discover a path to healthy living. Welcome to Amen University, founded by renowned psychiatrist and brain health expert, Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, alongside a team of esteemed doctors and experts in their fields, understands the struggles you're facing and are here to offer solutions. From debilitating anxiety to sleepless nights filled with worry, our courses are meticulously crafted to target these specific challenges head on. Join us on a journey of transformation led by Dr. Amen and a roster of top-tier professionals. Say goodbye to the constant battle with your mind and embrace a future filled with hope and possibility. Visit our website today to explore our courses and start your journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Use code BRAIN10 and get 10% off. That's code BRAIN10 and get 10% off your first purchase. Amen University, because your mental health matters.
Thank you.
what are you hoping is going to happen in this category? Like, I've noticed lately that Walmart, Target, a lot of the, you know, Kohl's,
yeah,
everyone is, you know, jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
So what do you hope is going to happen for Credo?
Yeah, in one sense, we love that because it brings more awareness to the space. You know, when people ask us about this niche or this trend, you know, this is why we exist. Mm-hmm. So this is very much not a trend. This is not going anywhere. So when big mass retailers like Target and CVS start identifying chemicals of concern, mm-hmm. that's pretty exciting for us.
And when do you think the big brands are going to jump in?
I think it's coming. You know, I think from what I hear out there is they're starting to actually identify and talk about when they're going to omit ingredients. And it's progress.
You are a traveling working mother.
Yeah.
How many kids?
Two.
Two kids. And how old are they again?
They're 17 and 15.
Okay. So you're always on the go. What are some of the things that you do to keep yourself together and not, like, falling apart?
So I have a firefighter husband, which helps.
Ah,
4 days in
wow.
a row. So that's really helped when the kids were little.
A hot firefighter husband?
A very hot firefighter husband.
Lucky you.
So when the kids were little, that was my lifeline. Mm. And my parents, you know, jumped in there and helped when he could not, when he was on duty. So just home stability and structure was a big part of allowing me to be successful. Credo's been a lot. You know, it's been a lot of time away, a lot of time at the office.
A lot of time on airplanes?
Yes.
How do you keep fresh with all the flying? And what do you do on the airplane?
So I, you know, try to wash my hands 1,000 yeah. times. Sleep is key. And, you know, just trying to keep the stress levels down. Mm-hmm. So I try to do yoga as much as I possibly can because I think, you know, a less stressed brain is mm-hmm. the best thing for me.
Yeah, for all of us.
Yes.
And do you do yoga by yourself or you do it
in a class? Yeah. Every once in a while, if I can get my daughter there, I go to a 6 a.m. class in the morning. So it's very hard to get a 17-year-old girl out of bed at all.
Or a 62-year-old woman here. I don't think I could do this. I could wake up at 6, but in an hour for my coffee and the newspaper.
Yes.
And then I'll go at 7.
I have aspirations to go later.
Yeah. Why can't you? You're the boss.
We just need Credo to get more 6.
You're the boss.
I'm a little tiny, tiny type A.
Okay. Yeah, but I've learned how to be A-.
I can't wait. Yeah, to get to the office.
Yeah. So I guess you're not telling women to just throw out what they have at home because people have been wearing conventional makeup forever. How do you tell our listeners how they can get started and how to slowly transition their makeup?
Yeah, the most common customer, I would say, is someone that is doing just that. You know, they've finished their moisturizer or their lipstick or their sunscreen, and they've heard about this clean thing, and they want to replace it with something that's good for them because it's expensive, you know, to throw out everything in your bathroom. We do this program called Clean Swaps,
mm-hmm.
and really that's if you came to us and sat down and dumped out your makeup bag, it's us kind of bridging the gap between conventional beauty products that you're using today and the brands that we carry. So it's like if you love this formula and this pigment and this package that it's in, you don't have to sacrifice. Like, those days are over. These people thinking that, you know, they somehow have to sacrifice substance for health, like, that's not the case anymore. These are beautiful, efficacious products that smell good. They're in great packages. They work. And you can have the same benefits from these brands as you can conventional. So it's not about us, you know, disparaging other brands or saying bad things about conventional beauty brands. It's really just bridging the gap for customers so they know that they can get what they love from conventional and clean beauty brands.
Got it. So here's a speed round of questions.
Okay.
What's the last thing you ate?
The last thing I ate is a Kind bar.
Did you not need lunch today?
Not yet.
Or breakfast?
Not yet.
Are you still on San Francisco time?
I am. It's really rare for me to not have eaten by this point.
What's your go-to cocktail?
Oh, easy. Tequila and club soda. Or LaCroix, which is a new find. Coconut LaCroix with a lime.
Really?
I think it'd be disgusting. Try it.
Yeah. Okay.
Try it.
What's your one makeup item you can't live without?
Probably my Trilogy hydrating cream because my skin is so incredibly dry. It's the one thing that I absolutely love and can't do without.
And how do you take your makeup off at night?
I wash with Dr. Rogers cleanser or Grown Alchemist cleanser, and then I just use a Q-tip with water.
And does that take your eye makeup off,
mm-hmm.
too? Okay. How do you fall asleep at night?
Okay. How do I fall asleep at night? I lay really, really, really still, and I try to think of actually a beach in the Bahamas and try. And every time my brain re-diverts to work and the 1,000 things I have to worry about, I go back to that one beach.
And, you know, that's awesome, and I do that sometimes. I have no trouble sleeping. Have you ever tried the Calms? You know, you get it in the health food store. It's a powder, and you make a tea of it. It's really full of magnesium.
Yeah.
It just turns my brain off and my muscles. Try that. And what's the last book you read?
Oh, the last book I read is Educated. Best book ever.
So when do you read?
So it takes me a long time to finish a book because I'm so tired every night because I don't sleep well. Yeah. I read about 4 pages on my Kindle and then fall asleep.
Okay.
But I do it as much as possible. Because otherwise you could just be on your email 24/7.
Yeah.
It's just not healthy.
See, it's not my email that is the problem. It's the Instagram because I'm a visual addict. And there's just I don't Google anymore, by the way. Someone tells me about something, I search the hashtag.
Yeah.
And
you
I find
really,
it.
I know you find people you're super interested in. This woman on the plane, you know, takes, what, 5-6 hours to fly from San Francisco to New York. This woman never put her phone down, not once. I was went between being really worried about her neck and the sagging skin and just her eyeballs.
Oh, my gosh. No, I do watch movies on the airplane.
Yeah.
And I also write books on the airplane.
Oh, well, that's you're such a slacker, Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
Just writing a book.
I've only done 9.
Yeah. All I did was check email. I'm a loser.
Well, thank you so much for being here. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for educating me and everybody else.
Thank you.
We'll be watching.
All right.
Bye. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, struggling to find restful sleep, or plagued by a restless inability to focus? It's time to break free from the chains of mental health challenges and discover a path to healthy living. Welcome to Amen University, founded by renowned psychiatrist and brain health expert, Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, alongside a team of esteemed doctors and experts in their fields, understands the struggles you're facing and are here to offer solutions. From debilitating anxiety to sleepless nights filled with worry, our courses are meticulously crafted to target these specific challenges head on. Join us on a journey of transformation, led by Dr. Amen and a roster of top-tier professionals. Say goodbye to the constant battle with your mind and embrace a future filled with hope and possibility. Visit our website today to explore our courses and start your journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Use code BRAIN10 and get 10% off. That's code BRAIN10 and get 10% off your first purchase. Amen University, because your mental health matters.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.